Suarez office?
Yes, can I speak to somebody in billing, please?
May I know the doctor's name?
I'm sorry?
May I know the doctor's name?
That I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I just know that it's the ophthalmology clinic.
Okay, it's for Dr. Meehan, right?
I believe so. That might be right.
Okay, allow me just a few seconds. Just I'm transferring to transfer this call to the concerned person. So,
okay.
Did you have concern regarding the statement which you have received?
So the statement is something that keeps coming in the mail to our address for somebody that no longer lives here and hasn't lived here for quite a while. And in fact, that person is actually sitting in a federal prison right now.
Oh, my God.
And so I didn't want you guys to keep wasting money on mailings and paperwork and everything else when he's not going to be paying this bill or taken care of anytime soon.
Yeah, understand that. So request you to hold the line while I transfer this call.
Okay.
No, I appreciate it. Thank you.
No worries. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hello.
Thank you so much for waiting.
Is this the billing department?
Yeah, it's the billing department. Yes, sir. You are receiving the statement for the person who does not live there, right?
Correct.
Okay.
The person who does not live here any longer, hasn't lived here for almost a year now.
Okay.
And is actually sitting in a federal prison.
Okay, thank you so much for that information. So, did you open that envelope or the statement which you have received? So, in that, there is account number mentioned on that. Starting from. You have the person's name on that?
Yeah, I have the name. I know his date of birth, but I'll go ahead and open it and give you the number. I don't care. Whatever.
Yeah, you can disregard. Then you can disregard that. Put it in the scrap.
Yeah, so.
You can tear that up.
Let's see here.
MDO.
MDO 3468.
3468. Okay, thank you so much for that information. Just let me pull that account in my system. This was Mr. Steven, right?
Yeah,
Stephen Shively. Okay. This Mr. Stephen has visited last in our office on March 25th of 2022. Since then, they have not seen the. Okay. The address I have on file is 1350 Conical Drive, Dayton, Ohio. Correct?
Yeah, it is Cornell. It's not Cornfield, but it's Cornell, C-O-R-N-E-L-S.
But
that is no longer his address, and
he'll
never be his address again. I don't have a forwarding address to be sitting in a federal pen.
Okay. So you'll not be able to, do you have any information about this person? No?
Information that I have is that he's sitting in jail and that he'll be there for at least 5 to 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I know.
Any family members?
There are no family members. There's no next of kin that I'm aware of.
Mm-hmm.
He was a roommate here temporarily until he screwed up. And so we will not be having anything else to deal with him, or do with him, I should say. Now what I'm trying to do is get any and all mail and billing and stuff taken care of. I keep putting return to sender on the bills, but you guys keep sending.
Yeah, I understand that. Okay, sorry for the inconvenience which you had regarding this, and thank you so much for providing us this information. Definitely, I will look into this, and I will temporarily hold this patient statement. We will not send you the statement anymore for this patient.
Okay.
Until we have any update, we will try to get contact to any of the person's family member and to see if they are able to pay this or not. Okay. So I really appreciate your help.
I know that he has one brother somewhere down in Cincinnati. I don't know his name. Mm-hmm. I know he's a drug addict, so I guarantee you won't get anything out of him.
Okay.
Other than that, I have zero clue about any other family or anything like that.
Okay, no problem. We will check into our records if we have any information about any other family member for this patient, for this member, Mr. Steven. So, and we'll make sure that you don't receive any statement anymore on this.
I appreciate it.
Okay, thank you so much. And I
you guys know, so you
yes. Okay, thank you so much. Thank you. I really appreciate your help in providing us this information. I have mentioned all the details in my system, and I have also put the statement on hold for this patient. Thank you so much, ma'am, for your help.
No worries. You have a great day.
Same to you, ma'am. You can disregard or just clear that statement or the invoice which you have received. In this.
That's fine. I'm just going to shred it and get rid of it.
Yeah, shred it. Okay, thank you so much.
No worries. Thank you.
Thank you for your time. Have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.